We surprised you, didn't we? Well, this is the Academic Minute, and I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, William Ellis, assistant professor of music at St. Michael's College, tells us about one of the founding fathers of reggae.
The next time you hear Bob Marley, take time to think of the man who discovered Elvis and a bluesman who toured with a trained chicken. When discussing the roots of reggae, a rarely mentioned source is Memphis, Tennessee, where Sun Records founder and producer Sam Phillips helped spark the birth of rock and roll through his recordings of a young Elvis Presley. Only a few years prior, Phillips had captured the blues talent of the region from Howlin' Wolf to B.B. King. One such artist was Roscoe Gordon, a self-taught pianist who had toured with a tip-collecting white bantam rooster named Butch, and whose shuffle-like take on Boogie Woogie placed a pronounced accent on the clipped upbeat. Phillips dubbed it Roscoe's Rhythm, and the style sent Gordon's 1952 record Booted to the top of the rhythm and blues charts. A second hit cut in the same mold, No More Doggin', proved just as popular. Sound system DJs in Jamaica who spun American R&B records at dances were fans as well, so when the rock-steady reggae precursor of ska emerged from that context, the rhythms of Jamaican mento music found compatibility with, among other things, Roscoe's Rhythm. As a result, his imprint can be found on a number of early ska recordings, including two 1959 hits that essentially ushered in the genre: Easy Snappin' by fellow self-taught pianist Theophilus Beckford, in a debut production by the Sam Phillips of Jamaican music, Clement Sir Coxon Dodd, and Boogie in My Bones by Cuban-born Jamaican singer Laurel Aiken, who gave a young Chris Blackwell of Island Records fame his first number one. Fittingly, one of the last albums Gordon made before his death in 2002 was Let's Get It On, produced by, who else, Coxon Dodd.
That was William Ellis from St. Michael's College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Well, it feels so good. I've got the boogie in my bones.